My life was blew to pieces on every level you can imagine. My senses wasn't working properly. I was left lost, confused, vulnerable. I lost my job, lost my partner. I couldn't drive for 3 years. You know, your brain essentially is everything that you do. You know, your behaviour, your cognition, movement, memories, personality.
Were there times you thought you'd never get, you know, your life back on track?
There certainly was, yeah. There's some really dark times, obviously, going through recovery. You know, you lose your job, you lose your mind. And you're trying to rebuild and make sense of a new and damaged brain, not knowing if you actually are going to recover. They say 2 to 3 year path, at the end you won't be the same. That's a long, difficult path to walk, knowing that you're never going to be as you was. It's hard to accept. And obviously the people around you, your loved ones, are trying to make sense of the new you as well. And I was at the centre of a ripple. It went out affecting everything and everybody in my life in such a negative way.
And what you're doing in particular is community support, isn't it? How vital do you think that is? Not just about, you know, hospital treatment, but community support?
Community support for brain recovery is so important. You're left facing a 2 to 3 year recovery. At the end, you won't be the same. This injury comes with devastating consequences. There needs to be support and guidance in the community to offer that advice that people need, like I say, not just the patient, but also the families and friends that are confused as to what they can do and help in the best way. The families are left frightened, helpless, and it's having profound effects on communities. There was limited support in Hull and East Riding, and that's why I've been passionate about obviously bringing some better service to our city. There are people around the country that do message me looking for help and saying that in their communities this support and guidance is missing. There's a real need for better support from the government for around brain injury and life after brain injury.